This is a very emotional story, but it did happen to me, and I have never forgotten it, obviously. This lady came into my consulting room one day in the village in Sierra Leone where I was working. She had travelled 40 miles on a dusty road, which is not very comfortable and also is quite expensive. She sat there and she told me that she had had 7 pregnancies and that about the 8th moon, the baby's heart would stop beating and the baby, she would subsequently deliver a dead baby. I said, 7? She said, 7. The western side of me wanted to say, ma'am, never have another child ever. Again, the drag on her body and her emotional and her family and everything. But then part of me that had become a little African was saying, oh, yes, this woman must have a baby. She must see her own child. She must put it to her breast just once even because she was getting on in years. But I told her if she could come about the 7th month, we would do what we could, but I did not promise her any miracle. She did come, and she stayed in the village and was attending our antenatal clinic. I thought I had written the instructions plain enough on the notes and that the nurse would take action, but the nurse did not, and so the fetal heart stopped beating there within a couple of 100 yards of the hospital. I was horrified and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was so distressed. But I called the people and I told them the truth and I said, would you trust me just once more? And they said, yes, they would. So I said, yes, but next time do not go to the hospital. You come up to me in the convent, you ask for me by name and you give me this letter. She did that, and we admitted her to the maternity ward. Rita Ryan, now Mrs. Rogers, was the nurse in charge at the time, and she and her African staff got all geared up to get this woman's baby. They were doing the fetal heart, I don't know how often, I'm sure the woman got no sleep. And the only thing we had to make a diagnosis, or to gear the very thin line between losing the fetal heart and doing a cesarean section for a baby that wasn't viable. But Rita called out one day, come now, we went. Theatre staff were ready within a moment's notice. We were on the table and I delivered a baby boy. Was I happy? Was she happy? Well, it was the best day I ever had, and the best advent anyone could have. Mary, too, had an anxious journey. She did not plan to be travelling just as she was term. And she was not responsible for that. She arrived late. We are so familiar with being pushed into decisions that we did not particularly want. We are so familiar with arriving late and having to sleep, to take accommodation wherever we can. But within everything is the secret of the living spirit of God. In Mary's case, it was the birth of the Messiah. In everybody else's case, it's the joy of giving, the joy of sharing. And for my patient, it was the joy of seeing her child, another person inhabited by the Spirit of God, bringing joy and life and love into the world. We can all do that. When we're waiting, as that poor woman was waiting, with such expectation, such trust in me that I would at least do my very best, and all the staff, do remember the people who have to travel 40 miles for their 8th pregnancy, hoping against hope that they will see their own baby at least once before they die.